Pooh hat. Pooh hat. Don't it's a card game.
I'm ready to stop recording.
Before you end.
Oh. I've got my Pooh hat next to me, actually.
It's not something a man's ever said to me before.
I think remember I walked around FanFest with it.
I'm aware. That's how people found you.
Yeah.
They're like, they're chilling.
Or in the case of the Square Enix people, for some reason, they also said it was a... That was a good... Oh, is it? God damn it, words are hard now.
It's late,
that's it, no. That's a good beehive hat.
Beehive?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Beehive hat.
Yeah.
Well, you did it. You did an episode.
It sure does.
Can't wait for Christmas.
I really can't.
I can't wait for Tony Skingle.
My liver is
ready. You know, it's New Year's Eve, by the way. 31st of December.
It is.
Oh my God.
It's an extravaganza.
Yeah.
Also, he's doing it with the Doobie Doo Girls and the Julie Hatton Dancers.
Yep, that's the same people. He's got
ticketswap.co.uk. Buy tickets. Okay, Tony Skingle. This event has expired. No! Oh, that was my...
It is described as the party of the century. That's a bold claim.
It is. Tony Skingle. He's the one-man party. We can't get him to tweet, but I also...
When I write, buy Tony Skingle is Elvis, right? Facebook. Tony Skingle, what a lovely man.
Has he got reviews?
He's got a Twitter.
No, I don't want to log into Facebook.
Wait a minute.
I can message him on Facebook.
Okay, hold on a second. Did you ever read his bio on his little Twitter selling himself thing on Twitter? It's Tony Skingle, PGA Golf Pro, 11 course records. May not be the world's best golf pro, but certainly the world's best Elvis impersonator. What a lovely man. It's literally... Now I'm interested in... He's also a fucking golf pro.
Also, the picture in the header just reminds me of Scarface more than...
His last tweet from fucking June.
And then he posted a picture of a phone box.
The phone
and cars. Elvis, the fantastic Tony Skingle on his over 2 hours of absolute brilliance.
That's essentially the episode we just recorded, isn't it?
Yeah.
Two hours of absolute brilliance.
There you go. That's the name of your fucking episode right there, Chili. 2 hours of absolute brilliance.
We're not even 2 hours, though.
Just in that case, just put 35
over 1 hour blank, of absolute brilliance.
Yeah.
Tickets, £15. Door open, 7 PM. I thought it said AM for a second there.
7 AM. Early morning tea crowd.
Right, I'm going to end the stream now because I.
That's probably wise. Thank you, guys. That was awesome fun.
No problem. Thank you. I hope you can join us in the future.
Oh. I would love to come back. It was great.
Sounds good.
I'll show up something at something. I'm kind of like the father that... I'm like the father that laughs and just shows...
That's more than mine. I mean... Well.
Oh, it took a dark turn.
Oh, fuck's sake. I just realised it said December 31st. It's December 2018.
No, we can't go!
Oh, yeah, of course. It's New Year's Eve 2019, but... Yeah. I made the same mistake. Do we have any evidence that Tony Skingle is still alive then?
Yeah, what happened?
We can go to his website, tonyskingleiselvis.me.uk/.websitebuilder.prositehosting.co.uk.
Jesus.
Sold.
I died halfway through you reading that.
I love how his website just says Tony Elvis Skingle. What a lovely man.
Yeah. I want to point out.
I want to point out something
that literally the only date, because I googled his dates for his tour, the only date was at Scarborough Spa, Scarborough, United Kingdom. Tony Skingle is Elvis, the Elvis for Everyone World Tour. only one showing in the world tour.
That's a very short tour T-shirt.
World tour, everyone.
World tour. World tour. 7 AM, Scarborough. See you there.
They'll even have tea.
Oh, winner, winner. Nando's for dinner.
Yay.
Oh my god, his fucking website. At least his website's not like a GeoCities page. That would have been great.
I really want to end the stream, but there's just so much content.
Videos of his performance in 2013.
You gotta be in 2013. Get out of here.
You said Let me,
for everyone that will go around, if you want to go see Tony Skingle, you don't have to say you love me. Oh my god, he's got a YouTube channel. Andy Shaw.
That's alright. Teddy Bear.
Listen, he does American Trilogy, and I can't help falling in love with you and his finale. I'm gonna watch. Hold on a second.
Doesn't even like an official video. Someone just videoed it on his phone.
I was gonna say, one of the photos on his website is a clip from someone's phone, and it has their battery level and four Facebook alerts across the top.
Classic Skingle.
This is great.
I need to link. Oh, that's amazing.
Tony Skingle.
Tony Skingle's Fantasy 14 Halloween cosplay party. I would do that. Chili is Tony Skingle impersonator pretending to be Elvis.
I love that he chose... My favorite part is that I love that he chose, like, Deep V... not like Young Elvis or, like, Black Suit Fat Elvis. He chose, like, White Suit Elvis with the V down to the belly button. Full plus chest what? Elvis?
That's nearly every Elvis impersonating.
No, is really? They all choose specifically that Elvis?
Yeah.
That's English Elvis.
That's British.
To be fair, I don't know what Chinese Elvis does, but English Elvis looks like that.
Hello, it's me, Australian Elvis.
Get to my venue.
Get to my venue. What you're saying the Chinese Elvis?
Oh, what, Chinese Elvis?
Chinese Elvis in person, they're ready to rock Scarborough. I found him. There's Chinese Elvis.
Listen, I've jumped around onto the finale video. I'm at 3 minutes deep. I haven't heard him sing once, but I've seen the Doobie Doo girls, which are all like middle-aged, kind of dumpy women, and like they're all like women of various sizes. And I'm like, who the hell is the Doobie Doo girls? And is Tony Skingle plowing one of them, maybe? Or all of them? I don't know.
No. He's doing the two on the end, and the one in the middle is the one he wants to be. That's why they're the Doobie Doo girls. He'd do that one, he'd be that one, he'd do that one.
Which one are you watching?
I will say the dancers are, they're not bad.
I can't stop looking at that picture of Chinese Elvis. It is freaking me out.
What? Hold on. Did you post that inside your... Where did you post this?
In Twitch.
In our Twitch.
It's on the stream. That might be my new favorite thing.
Is Chili, are you sure that's Chinese Elvis?
It's Chinese Elvis.
That's not Chinese Elvis. That's a North Korean dictator.
Guess Kim Jong Elvis.
Glorious Elvis leader.
Martha, Josie, and the Chinese Elvis in the round. Stephen Joseph Theatre, Scarborough until April 20th.
That's not even an Elvis outfit. What Elvis outfit is that? And also, that's a super weird belt buckle. Like, I feel like the suit is somewhere in the mix of, like, I want to be an American soldier, but also kind of look like a Hitler youth.
Okay, I found them Broadway World.
Broadway? There's nobody in the seats behind him, Chili. Did you not notice the seats are empty? Who the fuck is he pointing at? Who touched this picture?
His last victim.
All right, let's see if we can make.
I found a review.
King of streams. You are totally Twitch banned now.
In the story of a mum and daughter, family belonging, and a Chinese Elvis impersonator. It starts with someone, Jailhouse Rock. Oh my god, that's the pig! I love how. Look, it's supposed to be. He's singing Love Me Tender to a lady, but. Oh no, it didn't work! No! The world must see this.
Chili.
Okay,
I will make it a point to make sure all of us can get to Scarborough the next time Tony Skingle's there.
Look, okay.
I'm watching a video of him singing with the Doobie Doo girls in the back and the dancers, and the dancers' routine is literally the greatest. Get the fuck out of here.
That's genius. It's her face. She's absolutely wetting herself.
Check the picture I just put.
Yeah.
I I so none of it what I want to say can go on Twitch.
End stream.
Also, send us more pictures.
I just saw the picture.
That is a stone cold classic.
I want to make that my goddamn profile pic.
Only if this picture gets to be mine.
Chinese Elvis impersonator.
Fucking work. I don't know why the links don't work, but there you go.
Okay, what's the new one?
It might be too long.
Get the fuck out of here!
Get the fuck out of here!
Chinese Elvis in Vegas skag.
And it ends with this, of course, because it's England.
He looks really nervous in that shot. I think that was like mid-performance. She was just going to glass someone.
I don't think that's mid-performance. I literally think she's sauced up and he's like, I don't know what to do right now. She's like, you don't want Chinese Elvis. I want Chinese Elvis. That's really the argument right now. Chinese Elvis is, hello.
I've never heard of Chinese Angel.
Oh, his videos are great. The dancing is fantastic. It looks like something out of a children's dance recital. Oh no! This is the best picture. The last one with the hair. The hair chili. The big.
And the random old man.
And the old man.
Hello, sir. Is this your coat?
Why does he kind of look. He kind of looks like a bald Winston Churchill.
I have no words. I have no words left.
Theater in Scarborough.
Is that a theater in Scarborough?
Yeah, this is a Broadway show.
It's on Broadway? Oh, God.
Chili, for it to be a Broadway show, it would need to be off-Broadway. That's an off-Broadway. And there's nothing Broadway about a lot of this. You know, when I think Broadway chill, I think Cats.
I just love this picture. I just have on stream. I just have this. I just love this picture. Can it be
Rent. Right in the front?
You've got to clip his face and make that an emote. That's amazing.
Yeah. I feel like that's the gag of a sitcom character, like a Kramer walking into something, like the door. Like, isn't that when Kramer walks in the door and points at Jerry Seinfeld? That's his thing, right?
Oh, it's cold.
Oh, I gotta find Kramer walking into a door.
You know, I wanna see if there's anything new coming out to Scarborough Judge.
It's such a varied and rich cultural show, this one. It's unbelievable.
I don't know, I kinda just want that guy's face as an emote.
I kinda got Pavarotti next week.
Like the actual Pavarotti?
Or just some fat guy.
Or Chinese Pavarotti.
Or Kim Jong-arati.
Kim Jong-arati sounds like an Asian form of martial arts that I don't know of yet.
Okay. Next Monday they've got Pavarotti. Then Tuesday they've got nothing.
Well, you need a day off after Pavarotti.
And then Wednesday they've got Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Listen, you know the amount of blue balls we get after a Pavarotti show, Chili? You can't go a second day.
We've only got one show.
That's what we like.
Makes you have it.
Also, remember, they're still advertising Christmas, even though they advertise July. Remember, I took those pictures and posted it. Yeah, season's greetings, July 25th to the 28th of September.
I can't take my off.
That is not something I expected to hear someone say tonight.
Well, Pavarotti, okay, it's a 12A. If you're under 12, you need adults for supervision for Pavarotti.
I think you're only going to get to episode 80. I think episode 81 is going to be episode 1 of Chinese Elvis Go Round.
Oh my god. October 29th, Granny's Exploding Toilet.
Is that a show or just a warning?
The threat.
It's been a very specific bomb threat.
Which granny? Joel, you have now this much time to find out which granny's toilet's gonna explode.
I got till October to find out.
It's the new Dan Brown book. It's the new Dan Brown book! Joel's gotta figure out the code! It's a race across Scarborough!
Oh my god, the plot, though.
well, you gotta get Tom Hanks and a shitty haircut, and you gotta join him.
The plot of Granite is an hour and 30 minutes.
Uh-huh, sounds about right.
Sam is a loser, is the starting line.
The peri-peri sauce didn't sit well with her tonight, I get it.
When his bonkers grand breaks out of prison.
Sold.
Done, I'm in. Tickets now.
Breaks out of prison to stop her house collapse. He, Grant, and her pet snake.
What? This show, what the fuck? Like, why was she in jail? Why is her house sinking? How the fuck is she gonna stop it? Does she have, like, incredible, like, rage strength or something like that?
Oh, it asks so many more questions than it answers.
I know. What is it called? He,
Grant, and her pet snake hunt for a long-lost treasure with the law.
What?
My ex-boyfriend Joe the and his new girlfriend Josie Rosie.
Joe the Toe. Hold on, what's it called? Granny's exploding what?
Toilet. You're after Granny's gold. She's now got gold for some reason. Will they find the gold? Leave Granny's house, including the state-of-the-art toilet. In his hilarity comedy, Sam gets the chance to prove he's not a loser. Granny finds something awesome in the toilet. And Joe discovers you should never put your hand in Granny's handbag.
There's a life lesson. Is that the pitch for something that's in Scarborough, or is that the Rock's presidential pitch?
Why can't it be both?
What is SJT? Am I on a site?
Oh, SJT, that's Stephen Joseph Theatre.
Oh my god. Alright, so I'm on it. I found it's called Awfully Big Blog Adventure. And they literally did a whole interview about fucking Granny's exploding toilet. And they're like SJT super excited about it. They're like, and one of the quotes is like, sir, is your gran a gangsta granny? Gangsta? It's the first time I've heard a certain celebrity's book, but it was by no means the last. I could believe my bad luck. Best idea I've ever had. Oh my god, get out of here. Can I watch this online? I would literally pay to stream this. So bad. That show has, I mean, look, I gotta send you the pic. This is legitimately the picture that's about the play. I'm gonna put it right in your your lobby chat here on your
Yeah, so
you can show.
That was as long as
look at her. She's me as a granny.
She's throwing the horns.
It is.
That's awesome.
It's old Lady Paul.
And his exploding toilet.
Everyone.
Oh, guys, I gotta go, but that's been magical. My face hurts.
Oh my god. I love that she's even got a fucking pet snake. And they hunt for treasure.
Look at the resemblance, boy. I need to throw a few more wrinkles.
That's uncanny.
Yeah. A few more wrinkles.
My god, I love that her biggest enemies are the ex-boyfriend Joe the Toe and his new girlfriend Cozy Rosie.
The fact that she has to break out of prison first.
Price adults $10, children $7. Ooh, is it fun for the whole family?
Well, it's educational because kids learn not to stick their hands in Granny's handbag, whatever that means.
I mean, I've watched that on Pornhub a couple times. So.
You can fit an awful lot in Granny's handbag.
The stupid three-eyed monkey saying, "Hi, I'm Paul."
Oh god.
Oh, I'm looking forward to the next show already. Good luck, Tom.
For adventures, you'll get to see Woke and Strangers on a Train Set.
Woke. Strangers on a train set.
Right, Woke is November 4th, and then November 16th is Black Men Walking.
Hold on.
There better Thomas be more Matthew to that show than it sounds.
Thomas and Matthew and Richard walk.
Hey, Chili,
walk the first Saturday of every month walk.
Hey Chili, at the SJT, October 26th is an evening of Eric and Aaron, or Ern. I don't even know what that is, but there. Black Man Walking. Nobody's safe. Wait. Oh, I'm reading the wrong one. Nobody's safe. Holy shit, I read the wrong one. That's so terrible now.
Okay, this Twitch stream is banned.
I read the body snatcher and I was like, what? They're saying we never black men walk. Okay, nobody's safe. What? Let's try that again. Thomas, Matthew, and Richard walk the first Saturday of every month, walking and talking, but this walk, .. we walk, though we are written, don't see us. We walked England before the English. What? Thomas, Matthew, and Richard walk, but this walk, maybe they should have canceled. But they needed a walk today. Out in the peaks, they find themselves forced to walk backwards for 2,000 years before they can move forwards. After last year's sellout tour, Black Men Walking returns to the stage as part of the Eclipse Theatre Company's Revolution Mix moment. Okay. Well, that's a powerful political...
lyrical.
As poetic as it is potent. It has spine-shivering power. A power that everyone who cares about the past and future of this island should experience. Nobody is safe.
Nobody is safe on that path.
And then, of course, we'll end it with the fact that they've on February 13th, yeah, they've got My Feminist Bike.
What, yours specifically?
Yeah, why? My
feminist boner.
I love how she's holding a giant needle that says Botox.
Yeah.
Is it a musical? That'd be great. If the man, like, Buttercup. Oh my god, chili. Do you see this fucking image on My Feminist Boner?
Yeah, I see it. Expect, right?
So, Talents just said in the stream that it hurts. Oh my god, it hurts. And I want to know if he's referring to Chili's feminist boner.
There's a lot going on in Scarborough. I wish I had unlimited amounts of money that I could spend like a month or two in Scarborough just to like, just to figure out what the fuck is going on over there.
I love that the last three pictures in Discord are basically snog, marry, kill. Go on, choose one.
Oh shit.
Okay, the tagline for My Feminist Boner, expect movement, monsters, and facials.
Kind of facials.
I always do.
The story of how the world gave Sarah her feminist boner. Luke Jennings from the server said, gloriously unsubtle. Donald says, could get an audience to eat out of her hand or who knows what other body.
Is this back to Granny's handbag?
Simon Topic, which I don't know if he's reviewing this show or our podcast. Gloriously shambolic and stupid show with inner depths.
of the feminist.
Anyway, I should stop because I wanted to start early so I could rest before raiding.
Well, you've got like 10 minutes now before raiding, so get your head down.
Listen, if anything, you're going to raid better.
Don't worry, I've got a can of pussy waiting.
Got a can of pussy? You're fueled by Asian Elvis and feminist boners.
Just don't reach in Granny's handbag.
Yeah, don't do that. Well, Chili, every time I come on the show, I learn something new about Scarborough and you. So.
We learn a whole lot about Scarborough.
It's the world's cultural hub.
It's a hub, all right.
It's his own world. It's why Tony Skin is a world show.
He's a really nice man.
Very lovely man. Very lovely.
Oh, God. Why don't we do this every time a nice post show with Asian president?
Who the hell is Alan Ackborn? Why is he celebrating his 80th birthday at the SJT? What the fuck?
He was celebrating his birthday. He's 80.
Mr. A's Amazing Maze plays to Miss Yesterday. If you're a less known early role such as Dad's Tale and Christmas V Mastermind,
we will make this happen where we're all going to.
Or is it cheese barbecue hooker crisps, right?
No, it's barbecue cheese hookers.
Yeah, get your branding right.
No, why? Where were you putting this, Chili?
Otherwise, it would have to be cheesy barbecue hookers.
Chili's hired an artist to make a woman covered in cheese.
I mean, Chili, you don't have to go far for that. In America, you can...
For the right price. For the right price. Oh, fucking hell. That's Alan in fucking Twitch chat. I can't stop laughing.
I
was going to end the stream, but just so much content happened at once.
Bye, Paul. Can you give me permission to raid people?
slash raid and then space and then like, oh, well, how to give Chili permission?
Yeah,
he'd have to give him.
He should have mod.
Yeah, I thought moderators could raid people.
I don't know. Maybe.
Why? Who are we raiding?
It's just I was gonna raid Gory Geist earlier, but I couldn't because
Chili. That Pavarotti thing is actually a film. I'm pretty sure Pavarotti died.
Not in Scarborough, he didn't. Sponsored by time travel.
Yeah.
Other time travel is available.
Chinese Pavarotti showing up.
Is your friend still on?
No, he streamed early.
I don't know how you did it unless you have to go like on itself.
Holy shit. Hey, dude. Fucking James Corden's going to be there. September 26th. Couple days. Go see James Corden.
Yeah, he's going to be in a swimsuit with a weird mask on and a wig.
That's your fair. Rocky Horror Picture Show is going to be here, and I've always wanted to go see that.
He's gonna have his feminist boner on. He's doing a show called One Man, Two Governors. Governors.
Governors.
Governors.
Junk food.
I've got a rest because I've got raiding, and then I've got a pass for 7 hours.
Enjoy both those things. I too am going to go rest.
Right. Thanks for joining us tonight.
No worries. Thank you, guys. That's been awesome fun.
All right. Later.
Catch you.
Bye,
again soon.
Everybody.
Bye bye.
Right, we're out. We're closing the stream now before more content happens. We're out. Yeah. Peace, guys.
That's our call it now.
Remember, we got Talon Boner Bent next time.
Broad Bent, not Boner Bent.
Feminist Broad Boner Bent.
Yes. Come for that feminist. Everybody come next week for that feminist broad boner bent.
If you break that sentence down, it's totally woke.
I'm trying to work out the name of this podcast now, but...
Live on Hitbox. So everybody go to Hitbox. That's the whole thing.
Feminist boner go round.
Feminist boner go round.
Right, now I'm closing it down. Boys, we out.
Bye.
Bye.
Peace.